Marcus, we are at the end of the Congress here in Argentina. In fact, as people can hear, we're at the airport getting ready to fly back home. But yesterday we had a delegates meeting and the IFAJ reports for everything from finances to what have you. What can you tell members that couldn't be here about the business of IFAJ? What's going on?
We are looking back on a very successful Congress. We had a good time with our Argentinian colleagues. They showed us quite a lot of the farming sector here in this country. Also, it was only a few days long, but it was an intense time, and it was on a professional level. We got inputs, but also it was also a social and emotional experience to meet the farmers, the gauchos, and also the businessmen. So I'm quite happy that we could have our Congress here for the first time in Latin America and Argentina. If you look at the IFHA business side, we had the executive committee meeting and we had the delegate assembly, and I think it looks quite well. We had a look at an update on the strategic plan, and we had the election proposal that we had quite a discussion about it, but at the end it was ratified, and the finances look quite well. We had a good past year with quite a few sponsorships that could allow us to have proactive new initiatives and projects to invite young journalists from other countries. So we're on track, but we still need new people, more people to help us to fulfill our goals and to reach out.
Well, one of the things that I've seen just in my short time is a growth in professional improvement to do more of that for members and offer that.
Right.
And that's even like things like the boot camp, the master class is part of that.
Yeah. I mean, the boot camp, you know, for young journalists, the master class from this time for journalists from Latin American countries, so it was all in Spanish. And also the E4D tour, you know, in Africa, that we have now the second tour this year with also journalists from around 8 to 10 countries. So I think this is fascinating that we can offer this. And, you know, we have a basic financing of IFHA with the membership fees, but then whenever we find sponsors or partnerships, we can add additional projects to bring journalists from all the globe together to have a common experience and exchange of views and making experiences together with agriculture in a completely other connection, another part of the world.
Well, going back to where we are in Argentina, what's kind of like one of the biggest takeaways for you of just maybe it wowed you or something you found most interesting, enjoyable, what have you?
Well, for me, it was one of the most enjoyable experiences was when we were out on the livestock farm. You know, we could talk with meet the gauchos and the ganadores out there in the pampa, how you call it, or when they were, you know, dealing with the animals and crossing the river with the animals. You know, how on one hand it's a tough life, but on the other hand we also felt that they are human beings behind, you know, the tough skin, or how you would say it. So it was kind of between the nature that demands everything on the hand, but also the human being that still is a human being. And we felt that. So on one hand it was a professional gain that we got, but it was also emotionally that it brought us very much.
Now, I to me, that was the standout experience, was being out on that farm, even with a little bit of dust that we got through.
Yeah.
Now I know what it's like to be through a dust storm. But okay, anything else about how IFAJ is doing and as you look forward? Anything else you might comment on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very... like to say also on behalf of IFHA, thank you to the Argentinian Guild, but also I'm glad that we have, you know, participants from all over the world, also from, you know, the US and North America, quite a few. I think that's great when we all can join our global network and renew it from time to time. And I'd like to welcome all of your listeners and all of our colleagues to the Congress September next year in Scotland.
We hope to be there. I filled out my passport. Thank you very much, Marcus Rediger, who is president for life. No, actually, he's currently president of the IFAJ, and we're here in Argentina. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.